Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Good morning, and welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Good morning, Bellstar. How are you?
Woohoo! How are you? I'm doing good, Cannabis Kid.
I'm doing great, too, Bellstar.
It is Wednesday, May 13th, 2015.
Where
you shaved your head.
I did.
Right off.
Right off.
You shaved it. Look at that. He's got little shavy shaves. Shorter than mine.
Mm-hmm.
He's got less hair than mine.
We're twins.
Yes, we're twins. Ha ha. Well, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Tucson, Arizona, and the world's number one radio podcast for all things medical cannabis. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about it here.
We got politics, we got doctors, we got lawyers, we've got patients,
yes.
We've got dispensaries, we've got collectives, we've got
healthcare centers. Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Back, come see us. Come get certified. $80 for first-time certification, $65 for renewal. If you have records or your records are not within the last 12 months, we probably can help you out. Come on down for an additional fee. We got a diagnosis for you. So come see us at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. Love it. All right. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We are going to have an exciting show. We are talking about what's happening in the news today. We've got some law enforcement against prohibition news. We've got, I posted some fun stuff up on Tumbleweed Health Center. If you go there, tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
I'm already there, Bellstar.
Get out.
Oh, yeah,
you're so much faster than I am.
I saw, if you haven't been to Tumbleweed yet, they have these great Tumbleweed lighters with their logo on them. And they're really cute.
They're really cute. You should come out and get one. Everyone deserves to have that.
Some other the products that you actually have on your site, on the Tumbleweeds website, is the Vital V high CBD hemp oil.
This works miracles. I've seen serious miracles with this.
Really incredible stuff. This, if you are not a cannabis smoker, vaporizer, or anything else, and it's just not your forte, there's no need for you to start smoking now. There's plenty of other products out on the market that can help you with your qualifying
conditions.
There's also, we were talking about the Vital V, the hemp oil. This is, you don't need a card for this. This is a
non-psychoactive, non-intoxicating.
Ooh, good word.
That's what I heard someone say. I was actually watching on Netflix, surprised at the end of my day, watching something about marijuana, right?
What?
Oh, my goodness. Who would have ever thought?
Weirdo.
I know. Skip Dr. Quinn. We're going right to weed. It's a TV program.
Come on. You can do
weed.
It. I'm
is
with
called,
you.
I know. Is it called weed?
I'm right here with you.
Is it called weed? Well, I was watching Mr. Josh Stanley go to the Senate last night, and it was Netflix. It's a Netflixer, so you can watch both seasons. American Weed?
Ooh.
Is it American Weed?
It would
like
probably be something like that, because they do have a
American
thing called
Weed.
American Greed, so they're probably playing off of that.
Where's our drum roll? So yeah, I was watching that, and that's one way Mr. Josh described the high CBD plants.
Non-intoxicating.
I liked that a lot because
well, a lot of people don't like that feeling.
That word can just doesn't even work for some people. That's just scary. It's just scary.
It is.
It's burning things in the ashtray. Things on fire. I'll take things on fire for 100. All right. That would be your ashtray. Okay. Guess what? Pennsylvania Senate passes medical marijuana bill. The vote was 40-7 for the bill that would make it legal in the state for marijuana to be used to treat certain serious illnesses when prescribed by a doctor. The bill, known as SB3, sponsored by Senator Mike Fulmer, R. Lebanon, would allow edible forms of marijuana and vaporization, but smoking would not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
They need to reconsider this. Patients would have to get the cannabis from a licensed and regulated dispensary and would not be able to grow their own plants. The qualifying conditions in the bill were slightly expanded to include patients suffering from cancer, seizures, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, wasting syndrome, Parkinson's disease, traumatic brain injury, and post-concussion syndrome, multiple sclerosis, MS, spinocerebellar ataxia, SCA, PTSD, severe fibromyalgia, and someone with fibromyalgia, I'd like to have you ask me what severe to not severe is, thank you, HIV/AIDS, glaucoma, Crohn's, diabetes, and chronic pain, which, as we know here in Arizona, chronic pain can be blanket a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Patients under 18 would need parental consent. The medical marijuana bill now heads to the State House of Representatives. Last year, the Senate passed a similar bill, but it was never brought to a vote in the House. So here we go, to Pennsylvania. And in New York, they're getting ready to, people are putting in hundreds and hundreds of applications to run dispensaries in New York at $10,000 a pop, non-refundable fee. At least Arizona gives you back $4,000 if you lose your lottery ticket. New York says, you don't get anything back. We get your $10,000. So they've already made it. You do the math. Hundreds times 10,000? That's a lot of thousands, guys. And what are they going
to
do with it?
So I wanted to talk about
the non-smoking,
and
talk about it.
So you make something one part illegal, and you want to make another part legal.
Right, it's confusing.
It's very confusing. Yeah. Well, once again, this is what our government likes to do. They like to confuse the masses, and so in this, they're confusing the masses. They're going, it's legal, but it's not.
Right.
It's only legal this way, but it's not that way.
Right.
This
you can do it like
this,
but not that.
This is the same way where I'm seeing a lot of these states that are very...
conservative?
Yeah.
Is that the word you want to use?
Yeah.
Conservative?
Yes, Belle. Conservative.
Conservative.
I like that word.
It's a nice word. It's a friendly word.
Conservative. That they're going with more of the extract.
The non-smoking methods.
Right, non-smoking methods, which
is fine.
Is fine. I get that. But are you really encompassing everybody for this
medicine? Are you encompassing everybody? Some people, you know what? Smoking is the fastest way to feel the effects. Bam. You smoke within seconds. Your symptoms can be lessened or gone. Your mood can be stabilized or changed to better.
And this isn't the right method for everybody.
But you should have the choice.
You should have the option.
Oh, welcome, Netherlands.
Hi, Netherlands.
Hello, Netherlands.
All I'm saying is you should have a choice, an option. Like, I don't like to do it this way, so I'm going to do it that way. It's
right.
My body.
Right.
We've already found out that smoking is not harmful to the lungs.
Well, as harmful as cigarettes.
As harmful as cigarettes.
Yes, way less. Although
it opens up the bronchial dilate.
Bronchial dilator. Was it Monday today?
No, it was the train wreck that I just had.
Oh, choo-choo.
Just everything that this plant encompasses is great. And I really do feel that Texas, Michigan should look into this as a option and not as this is how you're going to use this medication.
Yes, you should always have the option. Well, hello, Mary Jane. We'll call her Mary Jane.
She is Mary Jane.
She's Mary Jane.
Good morning, Starbell.
Starbell. Very good. Kid Cannabis.
Kid Cannabis.
Sister Sativa.
Sister the Silver.
Silver. You never get that or Amnesia.
Amnesia.
Oh,
I can't even say that one.
I can't even say it.
She's supposed to be listening.
Where
I think she
you?
Is listening this
Where
morning.
Where are you?
We
are on air.
But I was going through the products that Tumbleweeds are carrying. So
yeah, and so along the same list of lines that Pennsylvania's getting their medical marijuana approved for, the tinctures help. I've seen miracles right in front of my eyes with Parkinson's patients. I never thought I would ever say that, and that would not come out of my mouth, but I saw their seizures decrease by 75% within 15 minutes. I mean, this person's hand was violently walking like 1 to 3 feet in the air, shaking like it was bad. Like they could, at some point they couldn't, and then they brought it down. It was crazy. I've seen arthritis patients within a few moments of putting a balm or a lotion on.
Oh.
They're ready to buy more because they can actually
move their
fingers and their joints and their wrists and their knees and their necks feel. But like people say, we've got a neck ache. Oh, hang on, try this. Let's try this little sample. Non-intoxicating, non-psychoactive. Psychoactive is a big word for people and it scares people, you know? I like the non-intoxicating. That's an easier word for people to swallow. Cannabis kid. Now, there you go. Now give that to her. So there we go. Now, we are teaching how to take proper bong hits this morning. And he's a big dog. I got a big dog. So anyway, we're all over the place this morning. We don't have anyone to interview, so we're just going to talk it and share it. There's a huge conference coming up this weekend. I don't know if any of you are going to be in town for this one, Science of Cannabis Conference.
Some great speakers.
Regina Nelson, who's speaking, is going to actually be at Tumbleweeds Health Center this Saturday.
For her book signing.
Book signing. Come hang out for 3 hours with Regina. I guarantee you will have a blast. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. Get certified and hang out for a book signing all in one day. Bam. Book signing is free. Come down and support this wonderful lady.
The knowledge this woman has, she has been working in cannabis for quite a long time. I don't have years, but...
but a long time.
But a very long time. Her and her partner, Mark, are in this. They are helping people out left and right. Colorado, I'm sure, is very thankful that they have these two. Working with some children that are needing this medication really bad. Just everything that this medicine can do for people is incredible.
Yeah, and Regina's going to come down to the health center before the conference on Sunday. And if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and just click on our events link, right next to the marijuana law link, which is cool and updated, you could check out a cute little photo of Regina in our wonderful cannabis field here, and her book, Theorist at Large, One Woman's Ambiguous Journey into Medical Cannabis. Regina Nelson, everyone. So come down. Come to the retail center and check it out. And then, if you're free Sunday, come hang out with us at the Science of Cannabis Summit. That's in Mesa, Arizona. Which theater is that at? We're going to give you a little address here. It's an all-day event, actually. It's at Piper Theater. That's what I thought. Piper Theater. Check-in is at 10:30 in the morning for registration, and it goes until 5 in the evening. There are guest speakers all day long, and we've got refreshment breaks and then an open panel discussion Q&A after. And you can actually submit questions via the mobile app that they have. You can get tickets and the speakers. We've got Leslie Engelking of Focus, Foundation of Cannabis Unified Standards. And she's going to talk about narcotics versus cannabinoids, the true story.
The truth.
Let's see. William Jameson, 420patients.com, will be discussing cannabis therapy. Regina Nelson from Cannabis Patient Network Institute, CPNI, will talk about children of cannabis. Stephen Sheeran, American Greens, will talk about the future of cannabis.
Adam, what did we say?
Jacques.
He's talking about concentrates reveal,
which
is a very,
we're
very hot topic right now.
We're going to get the rest of these folks on our radio show, too. But that one, everyone comes in and says, what's this shatter stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What's whack? Why am I smoking whack? What's butter?
Mm-hmm.
What's a dab?
Mm-hmm.
And we say, a little dab will do you.
And we also have Zachariah L. Hildenbrand, PhD of C4 Laboratories. He was our previous guest last week. And he is going to be talking about the science of unlocking the therapeutic properties of cannabis.
Yes.
We also have Dr. William Trout, which is a natural medical doctor. Harvest of Tempe, which is a dispensary in Phoenix.
Tempe.
And he's going to be talking about PTSD and cannabis.
Another good one.
Which is a big hot topic on.
Very hot topic. And then one of the owners of Tumbleweeds Health Center will be discussing, actually proudly presenting, the history of cannabis. So there you have it.
She's great.
Maybe they'll both go up there.
Starbell.
So there you have it. This is awesome. What is it? It's May 13th.
We're so
lucky.
Tickets
are $129.
No.
We won't tell you that they were left before, so I'll just make you mad. Come down anyway, because no matter, this is the thing. The money that you're giving goes to support people who are basically risking their lives and their health and their family and everything to talk about cannabis, to talk about something that on a federal level people are still poo-pooing, but we are not. We're bringing this to the forefront. It's a medicine for people. It's a recreation for people. It's enhancement.
You cannot brush this under the rug anymore.
No, you can't.
America,
and these people are brave. These are brave people.
They are.
Have they not put their lives and everything that they've ever earned and ever studied hard for on the line and committed everything that they have done up to this far to this stuff? This is going to be fantastic. Great event. A lot of people to meet. And then the panel, the Q&A afterwards should be pretty interesting, too. You'll be able to just ask whatever the heck you want. So, and it's probably going to get deep. I'm just doing a little brief summary of history. All right.
Wow. Lots
here
of
we go.
Stuff.
Yeah, lots of great stuff here. So, hello to the Netherlands, and welcome everybody. And if you go to, go back to the little news section here, we've got some fun stories on Tumbleweeds Health Center. There's always something... something new at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. So if you want to get educated, there's the place. Hawaii legislature approved marijuana dispensaries. Maui Waui just got legal. Woo! So now when you fly over, well, okay, well, we'll find out. The Hawaii legislature.
I was
going
to say, what are you trying to say here,
Bill? I was so excited. Wait a minute.
Read on.
The Hawaii legislature has approved a plan to develop a system of medical marijuana dispensaries throughout the state. The news comes 15 years after Hawaii legalized medical marijuana.
I was going to say that. They've been legal for quite some time, though, right around the same time.
It took California quite a long time to do the same thing. The development, will provide relief to Hawaii's 13,000 medical marijuana patients who have been forced to grow their own or buy it in the black market. Huh. Okay. So this is a victory for children who can't be taken care of any other way, stated Terry Heed, who has MS and grows her own marijuana in Honolulu. The House and Senate passed the bill Thursday, sending it to Governor David Ige. Ige hasn't promised to sign the bill, but he has said that his staff worked closely with lawmakers to craft the final draft of legislation. Under the proposal, dispensaries could begin operating as soon as July 2016. The bill will allow dispensaries to open on all the major islands, including three on Oahu, two each on Maui and Hawaii's Big Island, and one on Kauai. After applications for dispensary licenses will become available in January, we're moving to Hawaii, and each dispensary license would come up to two retail dispensing locations and two production centers, with each production center cultivating no more than 3,000 plants. Mm-hmm. So you get 6,000 plants, two dispensaries,
and
a
partridge. A
pig roast. Aloha. I can see the little hoodoo girls out there. And their little skirts are going to be made of hemp hemp skirts this time. They're going to be skirting hemp skirts.
The one thing that I'm having a hard time is, you know, they say black market, but you know it's like the neighbor that's like, that grows better than everybody else. And it's just like,
but it's also a neighbor who doesn't and puts everybody in danger. I just watched that also. You got to be careful for people that are in your neighborhood inviting others that aren't safe into your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
I see that.
Yeah.
But,
you got to look at it all because, so here's what they said last night. They did a bust and I watched it. I was scared to death. I watched the whole thing because you know you've all been there. You know you've met someone in the Target parking lot to get your medicine because you haven't had it anywhere else. You've had them delivered to your house, you've gone to Toys R Us, wherever, 7-Eleven. And you watch this stuff go down and it scares the heck out of you. But you watch them and they follow these people. And they're bringing bad people into unsafe people into neighborhoods with huge guns.
Mm.
And they're going to just shoot and shoot and shoot and kill and kill and kill because they're protecting not just the marijuana, but maybe other big drugs that they got going on in there. You know, marijuana.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot to consider. Black
Where was
market,
this town at?
Now you got me on the line here. Now you got
we
me.
Have hard questions here, Val.
We do. We're
going
to
sit on this couch?
Do we have a commercial break coming in?
I don't know.
Welcome, Netherlands. Welcome, Netherlands. We love the Netherlands. Anyway, I'm just saying. I'm not
but
saying.
I do. I agree
I'm
with
just
you,
saying.
Val.
You've got to look
it
at the whole picture.
It is scary. And you're
and
right.
You have to
not
take
just one point of view.
And when they said that they've been forced to grow their own medicine, well, good for them because most people want, well, not
We'll
most.
Talk about the therapy that goes behind the growing.
Just growing therapy. But a lot of people.
And how easy is it, though?
Oh, it's so easy to grow.
You just sprinkle seeds in your backyard.
Oh,
a tropical rainforest.
And then
grows.
Hummingbirds and butterflies and little rabbits and bunnies.
No, but really, does it do that way?
No.
No.
All right. No, not at all. So who's going to go to Hawaii and apply with us? Tumbleweeds Health Center, Hawaii. Here we come. Woo! I like it. That sounds fantastic. I think we're going global. All right. Former DEA agent backed marijuana legalization. Did you see that? Check it out.
I'm seeing it now.
Do it.
Right there.
Do it. Do it up.
Finn Slender,
a
former Drug Enforcement Administration special agent who spent 6 years as a DEA's marijuana coordinator in Miami and in New Mexico, is now speaking out in favor of legislation that would create a full-fledged recreational marijuana program in Arizona.
Wow, there you go. The new recreator.
Now a member of the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP, Slender, said that he has...
Finn
said that he has seen too many lives ruined by strict marijuana laws, and those laws need to change. As an agent, I was doing my job, Finn stated, and I was enforcing the law. It was definitely hard at times. I would see injustice in a number of cases. Wow. Well, we all know that because we've had our friends that
how
that happened. The regulations and the taxation of Marijuana Act initiative Finn is supporting is set to appear on Arizona's 2016 ballot and proposed legalization for recreational use for those over the age of 21. Creating a network of shops licensed to sell and distribute it and taxing it 15% on top of the regular sales tax.
There
so,
you have it.
What do we got? 9 point.
Mr. Sellender. That was
What's
a hard
the
one.
Tax here already?
8.1.
I knew it was something. 8.1 plus 15.
Yeah. Well, what are cigarettes at already, though? What do they tax cigarettes?
I don't know either. We have someone
call. It's the same.
Huh? It's the same 15 and then the 8.1. So is the alcohol that same way too?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look into that.
We ask the hard questions.
We do.
Even to ourselves.
I was just going
to
say that.
Stumping us every single time.
Oh, goodness.
Well, good. It's what we do. So, hey, listeners out there.
Listeners of the world. We are the... We won't even go there. So this is something I posted, and it is very, 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 very long. And I thought maybe I would just put a link up, and I thought, no way. I'm just going to post it. It's like 4 pages long. Where do presidential candidates stand on marijuana? Anyone want to find out?
Well,
We could read one.
One thing that I did hear about this whole thing is that they better be for something, because if they don't even know about it, it's going to look really bad.
Really bad.
This is, I mean, we're talking about a country that over half of Americans are saying, you know what, we're done.
Do this.
Stop.
Do this.
Stop the madness. So,
just say stop.
And if a presidential candidate isn't bringing this to the forefront when they're on their campaign,
yeah, sorry, I just made a new campaign.
you're ridiculous, because this is what's on the American minds all over. We're talking about
a
country who's done with pharmaceuticals.
Opinion, keep it to yourselves and just say you're open to it.
Well, right.
All right. Well, here we go. I'm not saying.
You've never smoked it, but you know what? I'm seeing the scientific, and the uproar of scientists in the scientific world for it.
Well, we'll see him this weekend. All right. The 2016 presidential field is starting to take shape, and many of the candidates are weighing in on the debate about marijuana. Here's a roundup of what the declaration or the declared candidates have said about cannabis policy, as well as what they've admitted about their own marijuana consumption. This post will be updated as new candidates officially enter the race.
Mm.
All candidates are listed in alphabetical order. Republican Ben Carson, the retired neurosurgeon who has never held office, elected office, told ABC News that legalization, quote, should be completely off the table, quote. However, he added, quote, I have no problem with medical marijuana usage, and there are ways that it can be done that are very appropriate, quote. Similarly, he told Fox News that, quote, I think medical use of marijuana in compassionate cases certainly has been proven to be useful, quote. But he went on to say that, quote, marijuana is what's known as a gateway drug. It tends to be a starter drug for people who move on to heavier duty drugs, sometimes legal, sometimes illegal. And I don't think this is something that we really want for our society. You know, we're gradually just removing all the barriers to hedonistic activity, quote.
That's horrible.
Carson
He's so wrong.
Has also argued that marijuana use has long-term consequences. We have known for a long time that people engaged in such activities can have flashbacks months and years after usage, that a lot of their abilities can be impaired at the time of use, he told Newsmax TV. So why would we throw into the mix something else that can impair people? We have enough impaired people already. When asked about the growing public for support for legalization, Carson said it indicates that Americans are much more interested in pleasure than we are in taking care of the severe business that faces us, and let's look for ways to escape those things rather than actually face them. We've reached a point where, if it feels good, do it. On a personal note, Carson wrote in his book that, quote, because of my love of God and my religious upbringing, I didn't become involved in sex or drugs. Can I read something really quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm doing a little research. Because I just want to read a quote.
Do it.
This
is just ridiculous.
I know. This is about Texas getting ready to legalize marijuana.
This is a good one.
You guys
one.
Ready for this?
I can't wait.
Texas lawmakers take the first step towards legalizing marijuana, Mr. Carson. As a Christian, quote, Texas State Rep. David Simpson, Republican, wrote last March, quote, I recognize the innate goodness of everything God made in humanity's charge to be stewards of the same. As a result, Simpson added, I'm especially cautious when it comes to laws banning plants. I don't believe that when God made marijuana, he made a mistake, and it's the government's job that needs to fix it. There you have it. Right from the Texas boy yourself. There you go. So
that's nice.
That is beautiful, isn't it? God made a plant, and the government does not need to fix that plant. Amen to that, Texas. Hook 'em horn.
You surprise me all the time.
I know.
I was actually going to just get into that one about the whole Texas thing.
I'm not.
They're going the route of just the liquid form, vaping.
Oh, well.
Oh, they're going for full. No, they're going for full legalization.
I think they are. They're just going to do it.
Which is so surprising.
It's not, though. It's Texas, you guys. Come on. They
That's
big
right.
Oil, big money.
Yeah. So whatever the
big
oil,
money. Big cannabis oil. Big cannabis money.
Yeah.
Down here.
That's
all right.
True.
You want to read a little bit about Miss Hillary Clinton?
Do I?
Do you? You might want to enlarge that screen a bit. It's pretty small. Former Secretary of State.
Yeah, I can't read.
I know.
I have problems with something like that.
There you go. Go for it. Hillary Clinton, Democrat.
The former Secretary of State, U.S. Senator, and First Lady has said marijuana has medical value. And she wants to see states move forward with their own laws. I think we need to be very clear about the benefits of marijuana use for medical purposes, she told CNN. I don't think we've done enough research yet. Oh, Hillary, you do.
Oh, Hill.
Although, I think...
I knew you wouldn't say it. We talked about that, honey. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever.
Whatever.
It's all right. I think for people who are in extreme medical conditions and who have an anecdotal evidence that it works, there should be available under appropriate circumstances. On recreational, you know, the states are laboratories of democracy. We have at least two states that are experimenting with that right now, she said. I want to do what and see what the evidence. I want to wait and see what the evidence is. Those comments indicate an openness of letting states enact their own marijuana laws without federal interference. But on the other hand, Clinton also told KPCC Radio, I think that the feds should be attuned to the attuned to the way marijuana is still used as a gateway drug and how the drug cartels from Latin America use marijuana to get foothold in states so that they can be a total absence of law enforcement. But what I want to see and I think we should do, and what I think would be much more focused on this, was really doing good for research so we know what is approving. During her last presidential campaign in 2007, she said, I don't think we should decriminalize it. In 2011, as the Secretary of State, Clinton responded to a question about whether legalization would reduce drug cartel violence by saying it's not likely to work. There's too much money in it, and I don't think that you can legalize small amounts for possession. But those who are making so much money selling, and they have to be stopped. They can be given even an easier road to take because they will then find in their interest to addict even more young people. Mexico didn't have much of the drug problem before, as for the last 10 years. And we want to keep it that way. So we don't want to give people an excuse to the drug traffickers to be able to legally to addict young people. She keeps on saying this. And on a personal level, she says, absolutely not. Try marijuana. I didn't want to. I didn't do it when I was young. I'm not going to start now. So she never tried it like her husband.
Right, and that's okay. You don't. It's not for everybody.
What I'm seeing is just by these last two, a Democrat and a Republican talking about it, is we obviously need more education with these people.
Yeah.
Because they're not getting it.
But they have to be careful. They're in the light here, man. And they whatever they say.
Being careful and not telling the truth.
Well, I'm saying I think they're educated. I think Hillary knows more than she's letting on is what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I think these people know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Uh-huh. I think they know.
Like a wink, wink,
yep,
kind of like,
wink.
Let's play it like this until we get in there.
Until we get in there. That's what I think they're doing. And Hillary, you know, Bill said he tried it. He didn't inhale. Our president now inhaled. That was the point. And look where we are.
From the rest of these guys.
You know, and it's not for everybody because when people come into the health center, we say this may or may not work for you. And it's the truth. It does and doesn't work for some people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody likes apples. Some people like oranges. Some people
don't like fruit at all.
Exactly. But there are fruitarians.
That only eat fruit.
If it's fallen from the tree first, you can't take
sure.
it because you don't want to hear it.
Hopefully you get there before a bug does.
Yeah, hopefully. Geez, because bugs can be bad.
Gateway to cookies, that's so right.
That's right.
So right,
that's
it's
right.
A gateway to cookies.
You know what else it could be a gateway to?
Puff, 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 puff.
Loved it.
Puff, 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 puff,
99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Everything about cannabis.
And then some.
And to the world at large.
To the world at large. I love the smell of freshly ground skunk number one. That's a beautiful smell. What are the terpenes in there? Please identify. We're going to have a terpene identifying moment here. Is that beautiful? Would that not be a beautiful, beautiful perfume? I know. Miss Mary Jane says, pass that over. Let me have that. It is pretty.
I'm huffing.
Woo, I know. Just get it over
it smells
there.
Really, really good.
Soul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes.
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Yeah,
it does. It's
a heart
right.
Chakra.
Yeah, it's a heart. It's a heart chakra, so what terpene goes there?
Oh, we can figure this out.
Yeah, we know that. Isn't that beautiful?
I know. It's floral.
It is very floral.
And that's usually...
And it's pretty It feels pink. Doesn't it feel pink?
It smells pink.
It smells pink.
Yeah.
Smells pink.
That's funny that you say that, too.
Yeah. Let's see where we are. Get that out. Get that chakra out. Get that terpene. All right. So if anyone knows the chakras, you know, you can tell us where we are, but... It does. It goes right into your little heart soul there if you go real deep.
And you smell it. It smells like it's right there.
It's just, you get a nice deep breath. It makes you want to breathe in real deep. And it's pretty
great.
I know.
That's
pretty great.
That's the first time I've heard her speak all morning.
And there you have it. Right. Right from her little sweet mouth. It's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
All right. Next, we've got, if you're just tuning into this Weedsday Wednesday show of ours, we are discussing the presidential candidates and what they think on marijuana and have they tried it. Ted Cruz, Republican, the U.S. Senator from Texas, isn't a fan of legalization, but he said that when it comes to states that want to end prohibition, that's their right. There you go. States' rights. And we have some here going back to states' rights. However, he has also slammed President Obama for allowing states to pursue legalization with little federal interference. Wait a minute. That's a definite maybe. The Obama administration's approach to drug policy is to simply announce that across the country is going to stop enforcing certain drug laws, Cruz told Reason. I think most disturbingly, watching President Obama's approach to drug laws is that he hasn't tried to start a discussion, a dialogue about changing the laws. He simply decreed he's not going to enforce laws he doesn't agree with. Quote. Earlier this year, Cruz pressed Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch with no fewer than 17 written questions about marijuana policy, including, what steps will you take to require these states to cease and desist their support of the cultivation, distribution, and sale of marijuana, or to otherwise bring these states into compliance with existing federal controlled substance law? Cruz's overall position seems to be that states should be allowed to legalize marijuana, but given current federal law, the presidential administration should continue to stand in the way of states that move forward. However, he hasn't yet introduced any legislation to bring federal law into line with his apparent view that the national ban on marijuana possession, cultivation, and sale should be removed so states can set their own policy without interference. He hasn't even co-sponsored a bipartisan bill that fellow presidential contender Rand Paul and others have introduced to stop federal raids on state legal marijuana patients and providers. As for Cruz's own relationship with the drug, a spokesman said, quote, when he was a teenager, he foolishly experimented with marijuana. It was a mistake, and he's never tried it since. Wow, that's...
Ted, come on.
Oh.
I...
That's okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, cool.
There you go. All right. Carly Fiorina, Republican. No, Fiorina.
Fiorina.
I need readers.
I
should just put them on. I'm resisting. Go ahead.
I don't care how to say her last name. I really don't.
Carly.
I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to call her Carly.
And if we invite any of you.
Come on out.
On the show. Come on the show with us and talk to us about
why.
This.
Why?
We won't criticize.
What's wrong with the education program?
We're just going to ask some questions.
We've incorporated things into our system of government before. How come you're making this such a big deal and you're not, I mean, you're
just
making it a lot worse than
the
way it is. Just talk to us. We want to hear about it.
The
former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, who has never held office.
Elected office.
Elected office, personally opposes ending the prohibition, but supports the right of states to legalize marijuana without federal interference.
Okay.
I respect Colorado's right to do what they did. They are within their rights to legalize marijuana, and they are conducting an experiment that I hope the rest of the nation is looking closely at.
You bet.
She told the Des Moines Register, I believe in states' rights. I would not, as a president of the United States, enforce federal law in Colorado, where Colorado voters have said they want to legalize marijuana. Carly, I do want to learn your last name more.
Yeah, we'll just go back up. Fiorina. Is she Italian? Am I trying to throw an Italian accent in there now?
I don't know. Even though Carly opposes legislation, she admits that she would generate billions of dollars in new taxes. But for her, marijuana's revenue-generating potential is actually a reason to continue prohibition. Sending billions of dollars in new tax revenues to Sacramento is exactly the problem, she said in response to a question about Proposition 19, the California legalization initiative that narrowly failed in 2010. We've seen over and over again that Sacramento, as well as Washington, D.C., have a spending problem.
Mm.
She told Yahoo's News Katie Couric that she is comfortable with the idea of marijuana having medical benefits. But that's not properly regulated now. If we want to treat marijuana as a medicine, fine. Then regulate it as a medicine, she said. All you have to do is walk down to Venice Beach. Anybody can get a medical marijuana card. Anyone can get medicinal marijuana. It's not a medicine. It's a recreational drug right now. Florina seems to believe that using marijuana is more harmful than drinking alcohol. And I think what we are doing when we legalize marijuana, we're sending a signal to young people that marijuana, just like a beer, she said, it's not. She's indicated that she does support decriminalization, though, and is not just for marijuana. Speaking on the conference call with reporters, Florina included decriminalizing drug addiction and drug use in a list of reforms at the state level she supports. We need to treat it appropriately, and we need you look at the stats. And when you look at the stats, it's clear that a lot of what goes on in the inner cities like Baltimore is sort of like an industry. You have a lot of young people who are getting access to drugs, and then they're getting arrested frequently. She said it's just a bad cycle. At a personal level, Florina refused to consider using medical cannabis when she was diagnosed with cancer. I remember when I had cancer and my doctor said, "Do you have any interest in medical marijuana?" She recalled, "I did not."
And to each their own. To each their own. And that's just it, to each their own. We don't have the right to tell someone. Yeah, we don't have the right to tell someone that they can't have that. If that's a better choice for them. If that's a choice that they want. If medical marijuana is what they want to use instead of Percocets and Vicodin and morphine and Dilaudid and Oxycontin, they have a choice.
The chemo and the radiation that comes along with cancer.
But that's what I'm saying. They have a choice. They don't even have to
do
that.
And they've already
asked. But if they do that, they should be able to use medical marijuana if they want.
They've even asked doctors if they would take on the radiation and chemo, and the doctors actually said, "I would never do that." I mean, if the doctor says...
But then some doctors are saying, hey,
it's the best thing that
it
can ever happen. And it works for some people.
Why don't you try? Why don't you give it a try?
But there's an option out there that's called cannabis. And
you know, someday we won't have the stigma. And someday people like my best friend's mom who just passed away, who still had that stigma in her, she just wouldn't go there all the way with it because I'm sure of it. It was the government thing. You know, she worked for the state.
So many people are so scared.
And she knew, but I think back there in her mind somewhere, she didn't want to feel bad about what she was doing. And that's what our government and media has told us. If you do this, you're bad. And that's not the truth anymore. And this is why people are speaking out to say, "I use cannabis and I'm a good person."
Well said, Alton. Well said.
Something
to get off that soapbox or get back to a higher one.
Woo! Don't even say it. We'll go organic. All right. Mike Huckabee, Republican. The former Arkansas governor and Baptist pastor opposes legalization and, while unsuccessfully running for the 2008 Republican presidential nomination, said he would not stop the DEA from raiding and arresting patients and providers in states where medical marijuana is legal.
Read on, Val. Just go on.
Okay. I'm going to leave it up to the DEA whether they feel like there's a person who's being arrested because they are suffering from AIDS or because they're really doing something to significantly violate drug laws, he said. According to the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP, I think there are better ways to treat medical illnesses than the use of a drug that has really caused so many more people to have their lives injured than it has to necessarily have saved or helped their lives.
Empathy none? Empathy zero
no,
for
no,
my
no,
cousin.
No, education. Education, sorry. Negative zero. Okay. When confronted on the campaign trail by a New Hampshire medical marijuana patient, Huckabee said, "I'm not going to put you in jail, Linda. That's not the point we would do, but I think the question is, would I favor the legalization of a federal level until there is some stronger scientific evidence?" And I am just reluctant
who
to do that.
Who the heck is Linda?
Linda.
Linda.
Much more recently, Linda Huckabee pointed to the tax revenue Colorado has generated with legal marijuana sales and asked, quote, "At what cost the funds come?"
What cost?
Well, healthy people and happy people and better roads and better schools. Wow.
More
the money is earmarked for youth prevention services, substance abuse treatment, and public health, he wrote in a Facebook post. But what is a young person supposed to think when the state says don't do drugs, even though everyone around you is, and the same authority figures who tell you it's bad not only to condone it, but are also making a big profit off of it? Have you not been around for, how old are you?
Ran.
Huckabee says he's never used marijuana while other candidates are being outed for their teenage drug use, their teenage alcohol use, their teenage partying hard, doing all sorts of destructive things like painting graffiti on bridges.
Oh,
the scandal with me is that I wrote a column at age 17 telling Christian young people to live a godly life, he said in Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. Live a godly life. What's our Texas representative say about that? God made a plan, it's good, and the government doesn't need to change it. Amen.
Okay, guys. All I'm saying is you better bring it to the table in 2016 because these are not looking hopeful.
You better put in a positive.
You guys need to get a positive twist on this.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Right now, you're not getting any of my votes.
Or make it up. All right. Rand Paul.
Wing it.
Come on.
At least try.
Just try.
We are Rand Paul, the Republican. I was going to say the Republican.
The Facebook.
The movie.
The Facebook.
The
Here
Facebook.
We go. The We Say Wednesday. If you're listening in, it's the We Say Wednesday.
The U.S. Senator from Kentucky is one of the only candidates who have actively worked to reform marijuana laws.
There you have it.
There you have it. Need none say less. For example, he is the original sponsor of the bill that would, remember, the bill, that would effectively end the federal war on medical marijuana, the Compassionate Access.
CARES Act.
CARES Act. Research, Expansion, and Respect. See, wow, that's always so weird at the end. Act of 2015, which Paul introduced with the bipartisan coalition of other senators, would reschedule marijuana, allow banks to provide financial services to state legal cannabis businesses, lift restrictions on marijuana research, allow the interstate importation of CBD-rich strains, and allow VA doctors to recommend medical marijuana or medical cannabis to military veterans, among other changes. Paul is also working on the legislation to roll back various aspects of the war on drugs, including proposals to restore voting rights to convicted felons, reform mandatory minimum sentences and sentencing, and scale back civil asset forfeiture.
That's right. There you go.
I have never heard that one. When we ask about Congress efforts to block Washington, D.C. from implementing its voter-approved marijuana legislation measures, Paul said, "I'm against the federal government telling them that they can't."
There you go.
But Paul hasn't championed the cause of full legalization of marijuana. "I'm not really promoting legalization, but I am promoting making the penalties much less severe and not putting people in jail for 10, 20, 30 years, he told Fox News' Sean Hannity. When Hannity followed up with, "You're saying you're not promoting marijuana legalization. Do you support marijuana legalization?" Paul responded by saying, "I would let states choose. I do not want I do not know what will happen, whether it's going to end up being good or bad, but I would let the states choose because I believe in federalism and states' rights.
There you have it, states' rights again.
Hmm.
There we go.
Hmm.
He has also made it clear that while he supports reforming marijuana laws, he doesn't think using the drug is a good idea. Even though it may not kill you, I don't think it's good for you, he told WASTV. It's not good for studies. It's not good for showing up for work, he told the Hoover Institution. He thinks people who use marijuana all the time lose IQ points. Without directly confirming reports that he used marijuana in his younger days, Paul hasn't exactly denied it either. Let's just say I wasn't a choir boy when I was in college, Paul told WASTV, and that I recognize that kids make mistakes, and I can say that I made mistakes when I was a kid. So that's that math equation. A pot leaf equals a mistake equals, yeah, okay. So he has only criticized other politicians who have admitted to using marijuana but oppose reforming marijuana laws. For example, speaking of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, Paul said, this is a guy who now admits he smoked marijuana, but he wants to put people in jail who do. He also said, I think it's hypocritical for very wealthy white people who have all the resources to evade the drug laws to oppose reform. Particularly in Jeb Bush's case, he's against even allowing medical marijuana for people that are confined to wheelchairs for MS. Wow. This guy's all over the place.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know.
It sounds good at the very beginning. Yeah, and like everyone's like hugs and kisses. And then
he's uneducated. He hasn't read the studies. He hasn't talked to people. He hasn't done the research, obviously. Really. All right. What else is happening? We should probably say this weekend is Regina Nelson is coming on Saturday, 12 to 3, to talk about not a baby, but
children.
The baby, Spirits in large.
I accidentally pressed the button, but we'll go with baby and can clap.
That guy is having some of that. He's like, watch this. Since you guys are paying attention. That guy. And we have the Science of Cannabis coming up. And that's May 17th. And that's an all-day event, folks. Registration starts at 10:30. And it goes until 5. No. Well, it goes until the presentations end at 3:30. There's a refreshment break, and then there's a panel discussion with an open Q&A, and that starts at 4. So it's going to be a really interesting day, and you can talk to any one of these panelists and find out what's going on. We've got people talking about concentrates, and Regina will be discussing children of cannabis, narcotics versus cannabinoids, PTSD in cannabis, and we've also got Dr. Zach Hildebrand, who was just on the show last week talking about unlocking the therapeutic properties of cannabis. And we've got a talk about cannabis therapy and a brief history of cannabis. So it starts at 10:30 a.m. registration. You can get tickets online right now. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, you can actually click on the little events link, and then the pictures actually will take you to the page to buy tickets and check out the event for yourself. You should go and support the community and learn a little. You're going to learn a lot that day. There are, 8 20-minute presentations and Q&As and refreshments, so check it out.
A lot of information all at once.
Yeah,
talking about, some headlining speakers from that are knowledgeable on the whole thing that's happening, which is called cannabis here in the United States.
Yes.
Some of the head speakers that are, you're getting, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I got to see some of them at the Patients Out of Time 3 years ago, and they were incredible, and got to meet some of these people.
And Patients Out of Time is going to be in Florida the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. If anyone want to go, we should all go. I think we should go. We've been invited. Mm-hmm. Just May, in another week and a half. It's in Florida, guys.
Are you serious?
Yep, I know. Light bulbs are crashing. I'm sure Heidi and Irv would let us stay there or at least have a place, or we'll just all party. What do you think? Patients at a time, we learn the most. All right. So, anyway, let's see how we get going here. We want to thank all of you guys for being on the show today.
Is it time to go home?
It is. I know. It happens fast. I'm sorry, Kansas City. He's like, hey, I'm not done.
We still have to talk about Bernie Sanders and Mario.
I know everything. I know. We got a lot
There's
to talk about.
There's just two more. Marco Rubiano.
I know. We'll get there. We'll make you want it for next week. Woo-hoo! And we will discuss.
Hungry for more.
Yeah. Education. Educate me. We want to see you back next week so we can tell you what happened at the conference if you weren't there, but you should get
I'm not
going to
tell you what happened at the conference.
Oh,
you better be there.
Better be there. Be there or be square. Thank you, Tumbleweeds Health Center. Thank you, everybody, Growers House, Blog Talk Radio, all the listeners, everybody who shows up and even who doesn't show up and listens later. You're awesome. We love you. Thank you for being there.
Thanks
for all the work that you do. Come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come get certified. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com. Just give us a call, 838-4430. And remember,
be smart,
be safe, and educate.